All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Community Services and Safety Committee meeting on April 5th. I have my fellow council members here with me. We are all present, and we have one item for tonight's agenda. And let me just ask my other council members, do you guys have any miscellaneous that you wanted to address tonight? All right. Neither do I, so we'll just take this one item today.
I was hoping for efficiency. No pressure, Chair.
I don't know why that you would want that, but that's of course we'll work on that. So, Council Chair, if you can, I'll go ahead and start if you'd like.
Yep, go ahead, David.
So, Council members, I'm going to do a quick intro and then I'll hand it off to Chief Whitworth. This is meant to be the beginning of an iterative conversation with all of you. And really what we heard from you were, let's come back with a process that we can all agree on. And so that's what this is meant to be, is a conversation, a dialogue. And really what we heard from you was wanting to make sure that we involved the community, all of you as council members. We heard workshops, kind of study. But we also heard that we wanted to make sure that the business community and residents knew what was going on too. And so what we have before you today is kind of a conversation about how do we involve the community at the front end, at the very beginning of this conversation. And so we'll walk through the memo and some different ideas, and there's a charter of what this soon-to-be-named task force, or I'm not sure, blue ribbon, white ribbon, whatever color ribbon task force we want. But really, because this issue is so critical to this community, we thought we would involve the community, the businesses, all the parties from the union to internal to other fire departments and other experts to help us along of how do we get to a place that we can all agree on and that the community can support as well. And so that's what we want to talk about and see if we've got, what did we miss? One of the things we already, as we were looking through this, was as we were looking to include that whole community. For many of you who remember when we did this back in, boy, Councilmember Quinn, we can go back to 2011, 2012, 15, is we wanted to make sure council members were involved in this group too. So that was just our oversight, meant to say one, two, or three council members would be on this task force as well. How you choose that, we have some ideas, but we want to get your ideas as well. We want to make sure that this is as inclusive of the community as we can be to make sure that we all go along this journey together. So, that's the intent, and looking forward to the dialogue. We'll be efficient tonight. We want to come back to you with kind of refinement to this after this dialogue tonight. Okay? And with that, I'll hand it off to Chief Whitworth. And you're on mute there, Chief.
Yep. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Klein, for opening our discussion this evening. We have prepared a informational memorandum that Jake Berry actually authored. He would join us tonight, but he is actually off today and will be back tomorrow. So
I think he actually got off his plane and he's listening in right now.
Oh,
so he
excellent.
To make sure that we got it right here. So
okay. Well, then we'll hear when he's able to communicate with us. So that's awesome. Anyways, we have put this memorandum together, have all worked on it together and have weighed in on it. One of the things that we did leave out or didn't highlight enough is just the council's involvement in this task force or whatever we end up calling it. And we have the memorandum broken out into different portions, and I would just like to go through that memorandum very quickly and give you some of the highlights and see if there's questions concerning that. Are we good to continue to move forward? And there will be sections that I'll have Chief Golden also weigh in on as well. So to begin with the issue, I think we've stated that. We definitely want the council through this committee at this point to be our connection to the council and to be sure that there are no surprises and that we're bringing you right along with us as we take this journey. Of course, the background, we don't need to rehash that. We've talked about it a number of times, the ordinance that was established, and then of course the CPSM report that we have had a chance to review. So the discussion points is under the direction of the mayor. The internal working group was established, and that's how we've gotten to this point. That included all those that are listed there in the discussion area, including Chief Golden and myself, and Union President James Booth. And so they have all weighed in as well with this memorandum and have assisted us to get to this point. First item underneath discussion is community engagement. And so we are looking for this committee's input from this this idea of community engagement and putting the word out, much like we select the boards and commissions, to many of the key stakeholder groups within the city. And then once we do get some names, we'd like to bring this back to this committee for input as well as we make those selections so that we can get moving on that. Do you have any comments or ideas about community engagement?
Not yet, I guess. I want to hear the whole thing, and then we'll go into discussion.
Okay, that's excellent. The next thing that comes up is after community engagement is financial sustainability. And that word has been used a number of times with this report. And as we have been discussing the report, we'd really like to have the council weigh in on that as well. What does financial sustainability mean to the council members? What does that mean? I mean, it means certain things to certain people, but we'd like to get that thought as well so that that can assist in guiding this commission as we move forward. The next is just the high-level process, and this is just how we'll break it down. The 37 stated recommendations, and then there are a number of other recommendation or ideas that are embedded within that CPSM report that we will take a look at as a commission or group and have different folks and stakeholders weigh in on that as well. There are a number of things that Mr. Iacona from CPSM had stated that, you know, there are a number of things that we have identified that will need to be bargained with the local. And that's part of the reason why we have President Booth involved in this high-level group, as well as with this task force. And so we can work along with them right hand in hand and in a partnership. The contract does run through the end of 2022. And so we are not going to, at least that's our intentions, is not going to really dive into those bargaining ideas until that time. Yet we'll still identify those and have those discussions. The next part is we have attached the attachment number one, are the questions from the council. We have answers to really all of those questions, but those are just, that will be a running list, a very fluid list that we will add more things to it and take things away as we do accomplish or move forward. We anticipate that there are a number of low-hanging fruit items that we'll be able to accomplish really within a very short period of time, and things that we already have accomplished that have been recommended in that report. So the mayor has stated that the working group is to provide a high-quality fire service at a sustainable cost, is one of the city's highest priorities, and has drafted the team charter to guide the group. So the charter is also included in this. We are asking also for the committee's input on the charter and how we can continue to move forward. So at this time, I would like to just ask Chief Golden if there are anything that he would like to add that I may have left out as we have discussed this over the last couple of weeks.
No, I think I think that's a good start, and I think what I'm hearing from the committee is they just kind of want to get a lay of the land, an overview, and then I'm kind of looking for direction. I'm just gathering information, and so I don't have anything to add. I think that's everything we talked about, Chief.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Klein, do you have anything more to add?
Yes, if we can go to page 5, because this is the meat of the conversation here, and this is where we'll go through this, council members, and really wanted to make sure, did we understand and get it right? This is the opportunity to edit, to add, to subtract, and we have it called the Fire Financial Advisory Coalition. That's the task force that we've called it. This is the background. The objectives are for communication, collaboration, cooperation, data-driven analysis, that we define different operational models, give you those ideas, that we go for financial modeling, that we engage the public, that we get the support of the public, and if necessary, a vote of the public, is one of the ideas. We wanted to make sure that the overview was that we would meet, that this coalition, this task force, would meet on a regular basis. We would look at all the different operational models. We'd bring those back to a broader group. And we'd want to make sure that we inform the public and see public acceptance, because in the end, that really is who we serve, is the public here in the Tupelo community. And this is a configuration, and this is where we might have missed somebody, or you want to highlight some more. Several members, we've talked about really it's some of the internal groups. We wanted to see how the council could look for community representatives to be on this group. And similar to that, we would have representatives from the business community. Again, we would add this here, and I apologize, it was meant to have 1 to 3 council members would be in this group as well. Some of the ideas that we thought about, as we've done in the past, is we've asked the council president to look at that, or it could be chairs of the CSS, or because it's financial, it could be the chair of the finance committee. And that's something Councilmember Quinn and other council members, you can see if it's better to have 1 council member or a couple council members. The question is how long this process. We think that this process will take the year. That's the first guidepost, is want to get something back to you by the fall, by the end of the year, as we go into the next year. That's the current timeline, but that really is getting this group together. We hope to form this group around May. Is the timeline to take this next month to finalize this charter and the ideas behind it. And we're trying to get this ready for the end of the year, but also into your next budget cycle, which is in 2022-2023. It's 2023-2024. It's always it's the odd years first. So, and then the organization there'll be a chair, a co-chair, will facilitate these meetings. They'll meet on a regular basis. And again, this is getting back to those expectations and deliverables. What they would provide is getting all the data, like the CPSM report is a good starting basis, but there's more information out there that we've been providing in the past. Some of the definitional pieces, looking at the different funding options, looking at our other partners around here. We've looked at, there's other regional fire authorities and other fire districts that are nearby that we partner with. Are they partners here too? And then looking for that, that's kind of what we were looking for was, are we on the right track for the process that we would come back and report back to CSS or the full council? Is that a process that seems to meet what you as council members, what the goal here is to get something that you as council members in the community can continue to support a high quality fire department that's financially sustainable. And now, Councilmember Delestrinas Johnson, I'll leave it for questions. I think that's where we'd like to get your input.
Sounds good. Thank you all. Councilmember Quinn, do you want to start with any questions?
I have 1 question and a comment, and I'll be very efficient with my time here. I think that, I think we need to be honest. We've talked about this before. If there are bargaining pieces, I think we need to formally document the things that we're going to take off, because I think that's important. There's no reason to have a discussion if our labor negotiation is going to be consistent. So that I personally think that stuff needs to come off, because we don't want to have the community going down to a space that can't then be implemented or change of direction. And I think that that's kind of the relationship piece when you talk about having the union representations there. I think there should be a conversation between the administration and the union about what items will come off of that list, and I think we should document it in these meetings. The other quick comment is, this is just me and some of the work that I'm doing. I think what's missing in the bullet points, and they don't have to be together, so I will keep them apart. Values, shared values.
Excellent.
And then by adding that, I would be changing bullet four to say data-informed analysis, not data-driven, because there's this piece around values, around community, about fire department, that involves some values pieces too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing, having gone through several processes with the fire authority, I really think that if the council participates, and this is just my personal opinion, there should be a specific role associated, not a name, not necessarily a body. So I think you touched on it with, you know, the person who's responsible for finance, that's the voice they bring to this table instead of, you know, a council member perspective. Because the goal of this is to actually have the community involved, and then we could show up actually in a role that we are responsible for and can inform the process for. So I think finance and maybe whatever their appropriate committee that would be on this, I don't know, there's probably another committee that looks at or would have the responsibility of the budget that falls within that committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the public knows why we're there. We're not there as, like, we get to veto everybody because we're council members. We actually show up with a role and a responsibility, and that should inform the comments coming from us. And those are my comments for now. This is my personal view. I thought we clearly discussed that there were certain things as it relates to union negotiations on that report that would be taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some gray area, and I think that there's an opportunity to engage on that. But I think what we don't want to do is do something that then we have no way to implement. And that's just kind of a commitment to the community that we're asking to participate in this process.
Thank you. Councilmember Quinn eloquently said, and there is agreement with the union and administration on those specific union items that can be taken off. And so that will be in the next version that you see of this, is identifying those. We generally said that on the out of scope, which was the very first thing, was union negotiations. And that was meant to include those specific recommendations. And we can be clear about that. And I really appreciate the shared values and also the specific roles of the council that I just heard you say. We'd love to hear more about that, about how we can better define those roles for everyone around the table. I think that's, you said it very eloquently, is what are all our roles around the table in each of the roles that we play. So, thank you.
Council Member Egan.
Thank you. I had just the one, you know, question. I like the way we're going with this. Thinking about having more voices included in this process. And what is laid out in on the memo, I feel like it's just one, that maybe there's one step that we can add. I believe that, you know, with today's technology and how people are receiving information, if we make a short video, animated video about 30 seconds about what we're doing and we could push that out to, and then we can have like a general email that they send to or a phone number that they can leave a voicemail, whatever language that they speak, because we have a lot of languages spoken in this city. I think that would be really important, either if you want to serve or if you just give us an input in this process. You know, the other thing is just, you know, just an observation on when I was looking at this, and I'm not asking this to be changed. I feel like there's a lot of people that are on this advisory. Generally, I would, you know, if it was me, I would like to see either the deputy chief or the chief and the finance director or the deputy finance, someone from the union, you know, someone from the a couple of people from outside. You know, just keep it as little bit as possible so it doesn't get really a good, really big group that it takes, you know, a lot of time to get things out. And then I just had a general question, which was, so after this group is formed, is that when they will identify what is achievable for 2021? And one of the things I'm looking for is a timeline and what's achievable.
Right.
And this doesn't really tell me that. So just kind of tells me general plan on how we are probably going to get there. This group, is this the group that will be able to do in that work? So
I kind of see it as, Councilman Redon, that's a great question. And we did, just so you know, internally, we created some timelines, and then we thought, well, we need to make sure we talk to you, council members. And then we started, if we're going to have community be an active participant and business community, we need to involve them before we create this timeline. So I do see it as an iterative process that we'll look and see what is it that we can accomplish. And I see us coming back to the full council or somehow a reporting mechanism. I like your idea of videos or something like that at the beginning and maybe throughout of how do we keep our community informed, but making sure that we're on track, you know, and is the scope of the timeline that we come up with, that this group comes up with collectively, does that meet the council's goals for this group and how do we best do that? And I see it, that, you know, this is exactly the kind of feedback that we need to make sure that we get the right product. And process.
Yeah, you have an attachment here, has the questions on it. And there's a response, you know, and when you look at the response, it's like, you know, we'll take a look at it. And I think maybe another column where it says, you know, it's dependent on XYZ, then you'll get a report or something like that. But response is just a full response. If this is a question, this is the full response to it. But if there is information missing that response should be very clear, I think.
Right.
That's just my observations and comments. Thank you all to who put all this together. I yield back. Thank you.
So I'll first say, like, as chair of the Community Services and Safety, I'd be happy to participate in this as a council member, but, you know, I open it up for other council members who may be more interested in joining. I'll just offer myself up right now. I had a couple questions. My first question is there an example maybe recently of a similar effort that was made to have this sort of like task force specific, like making recommendations to the city council short term? Like, does that make sense? Is there an example of an instance where this was done and done successfully? On another,
I could jump in if to answer your question, I'd say kind of in that. So there's a going back 12 years ago, I was part of the city of Auburn forming the first RFA, and we did this exact process. And that's where, you know, I offered some of the initial advice on who needs to be at the table. And then more recently, we had the city of SeaTac join with Kent RFA, and they didn't do as big a process as I think we did with Auburn and the VRFA, but they had a steering committee, and then Maple Valley, and we have some good insight on that. Maple Valley just did that with joining Puget Sound Regional Fire Authority, and they had to deal with commissioners, which is very similar to what a city council is tasked with, and so I think that's one of the things that I hope I can bring to the table is some anecdotal evidence of, hey, this is a good piece. The way I'm seeing it is I'll bring the information and kind of the subject matter expert pieces and look for direction. The policy level is what directs, and you kind of need to guide things. I think community involvement and engagement is huge, with a caveat that it has to be, we have to provide the right information, because there's financial restraints, there's legal obligations, there's all these different things, and you can really get bogged down. And so that's why I think what this committee is looking for, is kind of a general idea where we're going, some policy level stuff, and we're gonna provide information. And so I could certainly research more on who the players were, what the pros and cons were for, I have firsthand information from the Auburn piece, of course, but from the SeaTac piece and the Maple Valley piece. And then I think David's probably going to be really valuable in, what happened here with Aquila, 2015-16, because there was a lot of work that went into that. There was a lot of the same things. And, that between David and I, we should be able to have a pretty wide idea of what other people is doing, so we're not reinventing the wheel on everything. But I know, just seeing how this committee set up with the people, having the union president at the table allows you to do a lot of what if scenarios, so you don't surprise anybody, and the communication, going all the way down to the troops that are affected is going to be huge with this. So I certainly can look into that more and see, what the pros and cons are, and put some together for the council if you want to look at like what they have done. And that's right within our area. Going out bigger, this is, it depends on what we do. The Snohomish County is going through a massive, everybody's kind of moving to these big conglomerations and, really finding the efficiency, and that's been going crazy up in Snohomish County. And, I've watched that, and I certainly have a lot of contacts. I could find out what they're doing up there, because that's been a lot more city departments moving away from the city into other things. And that might benefit us, because we're one of the few, I think we might be the only city. I think we're the only city, South King County city left that has a fire department. I'm trying to think if there's another one. It's Seattle and then Tukwila, so the two biggies.
Right. Some of the other examples I would offer also is Kirkland just went out for a public vote. They have a city fire department, and it was part of their long-range financial sustainability task force. City of Shoreline did a financial sustainability of looking over the next 10 years. It included public infrastructure, but it was very community. Councilmember Delestrinas Johnson, I heard you said, are there other examples of how do you involve the community in big policy issues like this? I would branch out and I'd actually ask our own Councilmember Quinn. You've been on the circuit really about how you bring transportation choices and bring the community, often community voices that have not been heard, into those conversations about providing services. Are we providing the right level of services for the costs that are available there? So I really branch out broader. Actually, I think King County, Seattle, and King County government have some great examples of how do you go out to communities, and Councilmember Udon, like you talked about, is what are all the voices that we need to hear and not just the normal that we often hear. And that takes time. And so that's something that I think that's going to be a charge we should put in here directly, is to make sure that we represent the full community in how we do that. But there are other examples of how communities are brought together. I would look at City of Redmond Fire Department and City of Bellevue also. How do they bring their, but I broaden it more than just fire service. This is, you know, public services. How do we bring the whole community together? And there's lots of good examples in that we could, you know, broaden our scope and see if, are we using the best practices throughout that? And actually, Ms. Carlson has been going to things about how do you do a financial sustainability group? That's been a big thing of the Finance Officers Association about how do you bring the community together on difficult financial issues and get agreement across all the different perspectives.
Because it wasn't said, I think it's important to bring the other institutional person here. I think there's been four different attempts in Tukwila, and I think we should learn from those as well. I think there's at least four council members that have served in one capacity in one of these processes, and just, you know, let's glean from those experiences. And it was a whole different world then, and I don't think it should necessarily drive the direction this one goes, but just sharing that practical experience, hey, got off the rails here, or, you know, we had this approach here. So I just want to throw that out. If anything, it's informed me to let the newer council members to share their experience.
Actually, that's a great comment there, Councilmember Quinn. It might be something that we do individual outreach with each council member, because each council member has that breadth of experience on those things, and see how we can improve upon or get better ideas as we go through this process. Thank you.
You know, I ask these questions because we know this is a priority for us. We know that this is something very important. We really value the work of the fire department, and so does the community. They're in very important piece of what our city provides. And for me, I just want to make sure that we're not, wasting anyone's time or spinning our wheels in a process that's not going to be effective in the end, because everybody's time is very valuable. So whatever, like, lessons we can learn and bring with us into this process, because I do think it's really important to get the community engaged. We know that they care a lot, just like we do, about the fire department. And I think that's going to be really important. The other thing that I'll say is making sure that the space and the group that we create is balanced, so that everybody who's at the table, regardless if you're the chief or if you are a community member, you still feel like your perspective is being heard. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important who facilitates, as somebody who's like neutral in the middle, so that it feels like a balanced process. And I think that was my main concerns with this. But if this is something that you all agree, and I think giving it the time that it needs to really work things out, I don't think we should rush this at all, because I think these are important decisions that we need to make. But I really appreciate the plan that you all came up with, and I appreciate giving us time to provide input to make it the best that it could be. Councilmember Edan, did you have some additional comments?
One, I just wanted to say that thank you for saying that you're interested in being in this advisory, whatever, coalition. I totally support that. So sometimes, you know, we're hesitant. So I just wanted to tell you that thank you for stepping up. Additionally, I wanted to once when I made the comment around like not having a lot of people. I guess one of the things that was embedded is, I don't want to see I think, having a lot of, when someone comes in, they need to know, and I think Councilmember Quinn talked about the roles. If you're a community member, when do you interject and come in, and is it important for you to come in as a group to really gather information, right? So how can we be really lean and streamlined and not, put ourselves, I understand this is a government, sometimes, but I don't want us to operate that. I think we need to kind of figure out how can we, get things a lot quicker and finish things that we are trying to get. I think vast majority of what we're trying to do requires SMEs, subject matter experts, and we got a lot really talented people that know this stuff. If I'm a policymaker, I don't know anything about this department. I care about when someone gets an accident, do we have the right people helping them? If fire happens, do we have the right? If you ask me what is the, I remember a couple years ago we were looking at or talking about how long does it take, what is the standard practice for how many minutes or something like that. If you ask me today, I don't know, but subject matter experts, SMEs, probably know that. So, and I believe from what I said, I want to rely on your guidance. And when it comes, if I bring it back to the question that's on the memo, which is, what is the financial sustainability? I'm prephrasing that. I'm not reading verbatim. To me, it's, we have a director, and the director comes and proposes a line item, and there's multiple line items, and they, I'm looking at that, I'm asking questions, this is what we need, and he says, this is what we need, and I go with that, and I don't want to see an overage, and I want that, department head and department heads that are within that department and administration to have some contingency within their budget. Like, if we expect snow happening, I want to make sure that that's kind of built in and articulated during the process. This is how much we have. Our issue, the main issue for us has always been an OT, overtime and such, and how they happen to that. We have really great data, right? So, I come back to the SMEs, and I think we really have a very smart folks. Yes, we need to interject, but we need to kind of know when do we need to interject with the community. Mm-hmm. I yield back.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Zach. Deshaun?
Yeah, just really quick. I wanted to support all the comments that were made, and I'll drill down on one. Councilmember De La Strina Johnson, you talked about it taking some time. Having seen this process play out, but kind of know where the community is right now, I think it's important that we think about timing, and then we can build in that subject matter experts to have a discussion about, okay, if the financial sustainability process requires X, mm-hmm. when do we plan for it? And then the other thing that was mentioned was this neutrality. That's it's important. And the one little thing I'll give on the transportation experience is this concept of co-creating. Mm-hmm. And there are these pieces around when you come to the table, have a general understanding of the participants, that it is a co-creation. And that gets at what both Councilmember De La Strina Johnson said and Councilmember Edan said about roles and responsibilities, but it's also empowering folks to speak because it's a co-creation versus chief management and then council member and then you, right? It should be flat. And I know that that's theoretical, but if we do frame this in a way, and I'll go back to Norm, the deputy chief's comment around if we're staying where we need to be, being clear about this is a policy discussion, then all those pieces can come together, especially when we talk about co-creation. Obviously.
Oh, Deshaun, you went on mute.
Oh, where did you lose me? The flat?
You said co-creation, and then you went quiet.
Oh, man, all my best comments about it being a flat situation where everyone's contributions are received well. And I said with what Deputy Chief said about the policy, if we're at the right level, we'll be able to have those conversations because we have it teed up for a high-level policy discussion. But I do think we should take some time, and I also do know that there is interest in the community. Actually, I had one community member approach me, kind of building off of their participation in another committee. I'm like, I would be interested in this. So I definitely – there is some – value statements that the community will want to bring, and so being able to make space for that, and then the shared vision piece, making space for that as well. And I yield back.
Thank you, Deshaun. I just want to build off of what Deshaun was saying in terms of co-creating space. Like, I really, at least I see this as an opportunity to hear other ideas, to think about ways to innovate and to be creative, put ideas at the table. I don't want people to think this is a process where we're operating in a box and we're not going to think about new ways of doing business. Because I think if we are talking about sustainability, I think that does involve innovating and trying new things. And so I do want somewhere in the charter, if we could include this sense of this is a co-creative space where we're going to be considering new ideas and innovative ways of and different ways of doing business than we've done before, especially because the world is changing and drastically over the past year. And fire departments are also doing different things now. Like, I just think it's been so amazing to see the things that the fire department has done in response to COVID too. And we also have Chief Gold, Deputy Chief Golden, who's new here too. So I think this will be a time for us to really have that co-creative space and consider new things. That's all for me. any other comments?
So the plan is that let's take those comments and we'll come back to the next meeting and see if we got it right, but it sounds like at least the structure, the general idea, we might be three-fourths of the way there. Let's work on that charter and make sure that we have it right and come back to this space before we, but also something that we want to make sure that the whole council knows about. And so give us some time. We'll get that right back to you at the next committee meeting. And I think it's going to be, in 2 weeks that we'd come back to you for final conversation, then go out to the community and recruit and make sure that we have this right.
We'll even try to get a short video that'll go out to the community and have you be the first to view it and give comments.
That would be fun.
Sounds all right. Good. Thank you all.
I think we're pretty efficient. 6:15, right?
I know. Go get something to eat, and I'll see you all at the next meeting, or all many right. of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.